You ready for Basecamp Fitness's best deal yet? 7 days for $7. That's right, 7 days for $7. It's time to double down on your fitness goals and snag this offer before it's gone. Call or text Basecamp Fitness at 913-232-9770 or go to basecampfitness.com to learn more.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. It's Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. Stephen St. John. No Nate Bucati. Todd Lebo sitting in for Nate Bucati. And, of course, we have Jake Gutierrez as well. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
How's your guaranteed mechanism?
We'll talk about that in the commercial break. I got questions for you.
You don't have any questions for me.
Yeah, I do. Technical questions. Equipment questions.
Uh-oh.
It's been a frustrating morning for me, Todd.
The good news is I hear you, so that's good.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's the most important thing, but, you know. If there wasn't some issue that had to be addressed in my life over the past couple of weeks, I wouldn't know what to do, so. But you could hear me. That's a good thing for most, bad thing for some, but here I am. And also, you will hear on the show today, Mike Boddicker. We'll talk a little baseball with us. He'll be on the show at 7 o'clock. Gary Lezak will give us the forecast. Then we will talk to Joel Corey. It'll be very good to talk to Joel Corey because he can help explain the Patrick Mahomes contract to us. He is he's the best when it comes to trying to explain things and explain the salary cap and the guarantee mechanism. I'm quite sure he will have some information for us there. Former sports agent, NFL contracts and salary cap expert, writes for CBSSports.com. He's been on the show many, many times, and so he'll be on the show again today to discuss those topics. And I'm looking forward to it because there's a lot to it, man. A lot of layers to this contract, and I want to hear from Joel Corey about that and also what he thinks about the Chris Jones situation. Our friend, head coach of the Kansas City Roos, Billy Donlin, will be on the show for his weekly conversation at 8:30. And then Jeff Chedia will join us by phone in the 9 o'clock hour. Jeff Chedia from NFL Network and NFL.com. We'll do a couple of segments with him, get his reaction to the Patrick Mahomes contract and what it means for Mahomes, what it means for the Chiefs, and course, what it might mean for Chris Jones. That was quite a Zoom conference call yesterday featuring Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Patrick Mahomes, Todd Lebo. That was interesting to listen to.
Yeah, there was a bunch going on. It's kind of the new media. Generally, when we would do something like this, we would go out to Arrowhead. This would be certainly something they did in the big studio. The big Hank Stram room was where they would do this, with a big team meeting room upstairs. The media would get to walk up the big spiral staircase and be up there, and they'd have a big deal set up with all three of these guys at a podium. But now, you know, Andy's at home out in California. Brett's in the office. Patrick is at home, I think, in Kansas City. I think he was still here. And they're just all connected on their computers. We just all sit there and chat. It was interesting stuff. We played it all for you live on Sports Radio 810. Listen, this is an exciting time for this team. We know this franchise. It's super exciting for Patrick, obviously, because you get to, you know, get guaranteed a ton of money.
That is awesome.
To make even more, and you get to be where you want to be. I mean, his life is just like perfect.
How are you doing?
Really? I mean, you get selected by a franchise who is already good and really wants you. And they're surrounded by a lot of good people, and you get to learn from the best in Andy Reid, and then you win the whole stinking thing, and you become a hero because this place hasn't won the whole stinking thing in 50 years. Hey, Steven, remember that when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl? It seems like it was 7 years ago. It was
right,
just,
we were there together.
It was just February. Remember the year we spent 9 days in Miami?
How many people we were around? Remember that?
Remember all the people from all the places in the world we were around? All right. The countries? All the stuff? All the hands you shook and you don't like to touch people? All those things, all the buses you were in, all the times
like
Jason
the
Anderson drove 90 miles an hour down the road with it was traffic.
I did not like the buses at all.
Yeah. All those said, so this kid's life has, if you can't cap off winning a Super Bowl, and already had 2 years left in the contract, well, let's just throw 10 more on it and give you some guarantee mechanisms. You know, I mean, it's just outstanding for him. And for Brett Veach, you know, they have 100% given him the credit for being the guy who said, we got to draft this player, even though he wasn't the guy who drafted him. It was John Dorsey. That was Dorse, whose name was mentioned yesterday on the call. But he, Brett Veach's life is like, now, I mean, he looks like a kid. He's 40, right? So this is a guy who is now a Super Bowl winning general manager. I mean, it's just these guys are tied at the hip. What a run they've been on, and it looks like it's going to go a lot longer. And I was been on a couple radio shows around the country, Stephen, since then. And the question is always: is there going to be a time where the organization will regret this contract? And I just don't see it here. This doesn't
just
feel
filling in right. Just filling in for Nate. I don't know, Stephen. I've been going on radio stations all across the country.
Just doing it.
Just humble brag for Nate.
Hey, listen.
You know, I've been...
the unfortunate part. My name and number is in the black book, so they call me sometimes.
The NFL black book.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out... how... You just go ahead.
Well, the point is this. They're asking, are they going to regret this contract? I don't think this is like a Miguel Cabrera or Albert Pujols deal where you're going to regret it, because it's not guaranteed all the way through. You know, probably Patrick Mahomes is not going to get $503 million.
But they're also...
They're going to redo this at
some
point.
The cap hits that they take for dead money are enormous if they were to walk away from him.
Right. So, I mean, he's going to get a lot of... I mean, Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine.
Yes.
Okay? But Mike Trout could, you know, bat 180... for the next 8 years, and he's getting $400 and some million.
Well, look at Bobby Bonilla's deal.
Well, that's the deferred stuff. I mean, Alex Rodriguez.
It's guaranteed.
They were so done with Alex Rodriguez that they just said, you don't play the last year, and here's $26 million or whatever it was at the point. Miguel Cabrera is still making, it's Albert Pujols, these guys are still making this money. This is not one of those deals. Patrick Mahomes is 25 years old. He's not 30 years old when they signed this thing, and he's just
24.
A different player, you know? It's just different.
Hey, look, in signing a great baseball player to a contract like that does not guarantee you to contend in Major League Baseball.
No.
That's not how baseball works. But having an elite quarterback, the best quarterback in the NFL, guarantees that you will contend every year.
There's no position like it in baseball. It's just not.
Yeah, I was trying to figure. I got a call from a guy down in Tampa asking me to be on a show last night. He asked me like a week ago, and I'd forgotten about it. Then he texted me and reminded me. And I kept trying to figure out, like, you know, he gave me the call letters. And then I kept trying to figure out, like, what show is this? What's going on here? And he sent me like a rundown for every guest. And all the questions he was going to ask me, it's the most, like, prepared and the most information anyway. And he, like, reminded me 3 or 4 times. And he kept saying KSP Radio. And I don't think it exists. And I'm looking now, and it was Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Blog Talk.
But he was such a nice older man. Leo Haggerty.
Oh, I hear Leo Haggerty comes on. He asks questions on the Big 12 conference call every once in a while.
Does he?
Yes.
Leo Haggerty, I'm looking now, is the president of Knights Sports Productions.
That's KSP.
Okay.
Knights Sports Productions. There you go.
I just figured it out.
So did you do this?
It's Sports Magazine, your number one destination for sports information.
That's,
in the
I
Tam-
think, what they call him on
Tampa
the Big
area.
12 call. They go, Leo Haggerty
right?
From It's Sports. So did you go on this thing?
I did, for a lengthy interview.
How long?
I don't know, 20 minutes or so. Last night at 8:15 Central.
So 9:15 Tampa time.
Yeah, I became fascinated with this because I just couldn't find any radio station.
I'm telling
anywhere.
You, this now we're a little off the rails, which is fine. So,
no, I want more because he offered to come on the show, and you better believe at some point Leo Haggerty is going to be on the show from Tampa.
What was the guy's name who asked Cliff Kingsbury why he couldn't have a defense. Art Dugulich or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
This Leo Haggerty reminds me a little bit of Art Dugulich or whatever.
Is that his
Dugulich?
Yeah, Dugulich.
Dugulich. With that time at the Big 12 when he's right. Like, you know, you got all these. This is probably while Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback. That seems about right, right? When that was. Why can't you get any players to stop right. anybody? That's a little
Art Dugulich with the Lano News. Follow-up to Mr. Bowles' question, Coach. You're a fine coach. It's a great conference. Great school. All-world offense. I figure there may be 5,000 seniors who start on defense in Texas a year. You recruit from other states. Why can't you get 10, 15, or 20 who can hold your opponents to 30 points or less a game?
That's a great question. I wish I had the answer.
So when Leo Haggerty comes on the Big 12 conference call, they'll go, we next go to Leo Haggerty from It Sports or whatever, and he'll go, Coach.
That's right. That's exactly
and,
right.
And he'll be like, why? What do you think the most important thing it is to get to a young person? You know, they're never about like, hey, you're playing Texas this week, right? It's always this kind of like, you know, broad-based kind of things.
Yeah, he was
this
asking,
is Art Dugulich. You're listening to the best morning show in Kansas City, the Border Patrol, on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
He didn't ask me anything about the Mahomes contract or anything about Chris Jones.
It was just about sports.
It was about the draft. And he asked me...
the draft from a month ago?
Was I surprised?
2 months ago.
Any picks? He asked me...
July, bro.
What was my sleeper pick? What grade would I give him? But then we talked... He's an Eagles fan. So we talked a lot about how much he loves Andy Reid and how happy he was to... See him get a championship.
Yeah,
I mean, he was such a nice guy, but then I said, I wonder if that was even on anywhere. If I just talked to a guy, like, I wonder if I just had like a 20-minute conversation just with a guy named Leo about what sports.
You may have. I don't know. And hey, so you know what you did, Steven? You filled some content for a man. That's what
but there's
you did.
A whole bunch of other guests, and then. And then the guy before me that's talking to Colts, I don't believe he covers the Colts. I was listening to it. I was like, what am I doing? What's about to happen? But I kind of liked it, you know? And it was like Leo would say, Phillip Rivers, he's thrown a lot of touchdown passes in his career, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of experience. So I didn't know. You know, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to ask a lot about the Mahomes contract and maybe dig in a little Chris Jones, see what's going on.
No.
I'm going to have to answer this. How are they going to put a team around him?
He's going to get you on in November to talk about that new deal.
Different strokes for different folks, you know.
He's very excited about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, by the way.
He should be. We're all excited.
By the way, the guy went in, I'm in two dynasty leagues. He went number one overall in both leagues, so.
Yeah. These guys are all Kansas City guys?
Most of them, not all, though.
Yeah.
Right. But that's not everyone. Tell people that's not everyone that's available in the NFL. He went number one.
Yeah, right. Rookies
only.
Rookies only.
Dynasty league.
Rookie draft for the dynasty leagues, you know.
Did Petro get him? No. Who was number one?
I don't know.
How long till Petro beats that person down enough to get him?
Oh, as long as I'm not trying to get him.
I remember, Steven, about 20 years ago, someone... had reached out to me. They needed me to come on somewhere in Canada to talk some Royals or something, right? And I couldn't do it. It was like a Saturday. And so I had my friend Mike do it.
Yeah?
Mike's
a guy.
He's a dentist.
Mike do good?
He's a dentist.
He clean his teeth.
Yeah. And
talking Royals and cleaning teeth. Mike.
So he went on and he talked Royals. Because you know what? Big Royals fan.
Did he go on as Todd?
No, he went on as Mike Byers. Oh, I said his name. Shouldn't have said that.
Oh.
Whatever.
Whoa.
Like someone in Canada is going to care.
Mikey from Wall Street.
Hey, listen, he was perfectly capable of talking Royals.
He did.
And he did it.
I just found a video on Facebook of Leo. Let me see. I'm going to send a couple to you. Here's one of an Outback Bowl preview. Here's Leo Haggerty's pregame stand-up before the Vipers game.
What are the Vipers?
I don't know.
That's totally it's got to be an Arena Football League team, right?
Probably.
Well, I mean, the Vipers.
They're outdoors.
Oh, outdoors.
Yeah.
Were they in the XFL? No.
It says Leo Haggerty's pregame.
What was the other thing
Houston
called?
Houston versus the Vipers.
What was that one deal called? The AAF? Was there
right.
a Vipers?
Sounds like you got the branding down there.
No, what was the deal that Marty won a championship in?
Nah, Vipers are XFL.
No. I was just this last year.
Yeah, this was recent.
Vipers.
The Vipers.
COVID took down the XFL.
Nah,
check out your instant messages on Facebook. I just sent you a couple of
to watch those. Videos. Maybe we'll play one.
So then, like, late last night, they sent, it says, thanks all for, it's like a text chain of like eight people. Thanks all for a terrific 2 hours of great sports talk. Review it here. And they sent me a link, and I can go to, and this is how I found out. It's Night Sports Radio.
You've got seven other people's phone numbers that you could give to Jake that they could come on, maybe talk Colts with this guy.
No idea who they are, though. Just numbers with no names.
Find the one that's the 317.
Right.
And,
there you go.
I hope it's
I won't be calling him. I will have Leo on the show, but not the guy that covers the Colts now.
So. What I
could have, should have, would have.
I giggle every time. It's almost as bad as, it's just interesting we always like someone to ask a question on these conference calls because sometimes people don't get on there and ask questions. We need some stuff, right? That's why I get on them. I ask questions. I want them to keep happening. I want us to have a chance to ask these coaches questions each week. And when Leo Haggerty's on them.
He's there to ask questions. Right? Yeah. He's involved in sports down in Tampa, so I was glad to be on
They'll,
the show.
He'd be saying, Leo Haggerty, hey, coach, what do you think the toughest penalty to call in a game is? Something weird like that. Well, I don't know, man. We'll get this big Red River shootout this weekend, but let's talk about this.
That's right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some sound from Brett Veach and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and more coming up after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Hey, welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol. Todd, you know what else I just thought of?
What's that?
I asked Leo's guy or whatever. I said, "Hey, you want me to dial in on the tie line on an IP line or anything?" And I asked him if he wanted me to. I could have asked him, "Do you want me to get on a rocket and fly to the moon?"
Yeah, would you like me?
Like
to...
They were like,
"What are you even talking about?"
What did you say? Just gonna call in on your cell phone, all right? That's okay.
That's fine. Right.
Don't make this difficult. And so,
your rundown, you sent me. You've got all these guys' phone or names.
Do you like it or not?
You're a Colts expert,
right?
I'm trying to find out if this guy's what he is. He might be.
Give that to Jake,
my friend Mike. Get you all these numbers, Jake.
Yeah, let Jake add. To
I want
Rolodex.
Nothing to do with that.
Well, you're gonna get it.
No, I'm gonna ignore it.
Look how thorough that rundown
is. It's very thorough.
I was very prepared. Let's hear from Andy Reid from yesterday. I know a lot of people have asked, hey, how long do you think Andy Reid's going to coach now that he knows he has Mahomes for the next decade? Let's start there with you, Todd, to set up this clip where Andy Reid was asked what it does for him to know that he has Mahomes into his 70s, if that's what he wants. What would you guess? How long do you think Andy Reid coaches?
I would think Andy Reid will not coach every game Patrick Mahomes plays quarterback for the Chiefs, but I think he will coach more games than he would have if Patrick Mahomes wasn't his quarterback. Andy Reid doesn't have a lot of other interests that we know about. He's pretty private, right? You know, he's been here for 7+ years. We don't know a lot about what Andy Reid likes to do.
We know he likes some damn good prime rib.
And he likes prime rib.
He's a boxing fan, I know that.
But he doesn't seem to, you know.
He likes the World Cup.
He likes some things, right? But you don't know. But what I know he really likes is drawing up football plays and running a football team.
And
he
winning
loves
championships.
That. And he doesn't really want to be the guy who buys the groceries anymore either. He's totally fine with, I'm going to coach these guys, right? And so I think he won't buy the groceries,
but he'll still hand you his list.
Oh, yeah. He'll give you the list.
Yeah,
he'll go shopping for me.
I don't want to go shopping, but here's the list.
I don't want to negotiate this contract. Okay, but right. I will take
Here's
this
my
player.
List. Yeah,
the two times that I heard Andy Reid speak with enthusiasm about something other than football, that I can remember was on this show when he went step by step on how he cooks a prime rib.
Exactly.
And you could tell there was a lot of passion in his voice there. And then one time when I was emceeing Eric Berry's charity event for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, they had me and Eric Berry and Eric Berry's dad and Andy Reid at a table. And then Andy Reid brought up boxing because he knows I used to box and talk a lot of boxing. And he told this great story for about 10 minutes about having Bernard Hopkins come to Eagles camp and talk to the team and talk to the Eagles. And he just raved and raved about Bernard Hopkins, you know, 48 years old, 50 years old, fighting for the light heavyweight championship and what a competitor and Philadelphia fighters. And he went on and on for like 10 minutes. I'm like, yeah, Andy Reid, tell me more. Let's talk boxing, Andy Reid.
So I don't think that's not going to draw him away from Patrick Mahomes, probably.
No. But, I mean, it's just, but, you're right. You don't hear him talk about things other than football very often.
He loves football. He loves Patrick Mahomes. He loves winning. And I think he is, you know, it seems to me in some people's career when they're in their 60s or whatever, if you win a Super Bowl, that seems like, okay, you capped it off. That doesn't seem like that with the Chiefs. This seems like, hey, you won a Super Bowl. Would you like to win another and another and really kind of get into that upper echelon of coaches? Because he's a Hall of Fame coach and he's won a Super Bowl now. But there's a big difference between winning one and winning two or three, right? And I think he feels like he's got the opportunity to do that now. So I don't think he is going to be quitting anytime soon. But I don't think he will coach every game Patrick Mahomes ever plays for the Chiefs.
So here's Andy Reid yesterday when he was asked about how excited he is to know that he has Mahomes into his 70s if he wants.
I haven't got to that point mentally where I'm thinking about retirement. I love doing what I'm doing. One of the great things about this job is when you look forward to coming to work to deal with the guys, the players, the coaches, and I'm lucky enough to be around good players and coaches. And then this guy here it makes it even better. So it's he has a. You know, we always talk about the great quarterbacks make everybody around them greater. So, and he has a unique ability to do that with his teammates. And I haven't, the Honey Badger is part of this too. So he was the first guy that texted myself and Brett when the deal got done. We got a text from Tyron, and he just said, "Hey, what a great thing you did." But both those two make our jobs very enjoyable. Being able to come to work and have two great leaders like that, along with the other guys that love to play the game. So listen, if it takes me into my 70s, let's roll, Herbie. Doggone it. I'm ready to go.
I'll second that. The Honey Badger has texted me like 5 times. He's messaged me on Instagram and Twitter. Dude's hyped up for sure.
Hyped up, baby. That was Andy Reid yesterday during the Zoom call featuring Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, listen, the whole franchise is hyped up. Even Chris Jones, you know, retweeted the Mahomes video and was like, you deserve every bit of it. Now,
that's right.
We'll see how hyped he remains and what will happen over the next, I guess it's just a week now, right? Today's the 7th, so a little over a week before the 15th.
July 15th.
To get that figured out with him. So, you know, this is an exciting time.
What's your gut
time.
Tell you about Chris Jones then?
My gut tells me that he is going to be on this team this year. I don't know. I mean, the one thing from talking to people yesterday is that this does give them some certainty going forward a little bit now. So now they can, and they got this thing done, you know, a week ahead of time. So they've got a little time to kind of work out what they can possibly do. This is going to come down to, in my opinion, you heard Brett Veach say this several times yesterday during the Zoom when he was talking about Patrick Mahomes' agents. That they work for Patrick. You know, Patrick wanted to get this thing done. He wanted to be a long-term deal. He wanted to do these things, right? That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, that works when you're the MVP. You can tell these guys, this is what I want. Chris Jones is a very good player. He's not a quarterback. And he hasn't already made 20-some million dollars. He's made $6 million, right? So his directive to his agents may be, hey, I got to get the most amount of money anywhere because I maybe will only get to do this for 5 more years at a high level. Who knows, right? But if his directive is, I want to be on the Kansas City Chiefs, and I want you to get this done. And if I make a little bit less money, whatever, I want to do that. They should be doing that for him. But this is not a super experienced group of people working his contract out. And I don't know the inner dynamics of how that's going with them. But if the player, and we don't really know what Chris Jones wants either. We've heard him say after the game, we were down there at the Super Bowl, Stephen. This isn't the only one. We're going to go back and do it again next year. I mean, he was saying those things after the game. So you think he wants to be here, but then last week he tweeted, Le'Veon Bell showed him the way. Maybe you hold out. Maybe you do it that way. I don't think that's the right way to go about doing this thing myself. It's not my life, though. And then yesterday he was playing Madden on Twitch and streaming it. So I watched a little bit of that. He actually lost to the Niners. Chris Jones threw an interception with 20 seconds to go. With Patrick Mahomes. So, and you heard him say on there, even champs take an L every once in a while. So I don't know what's in Chris Jones's heart and what's in his agent's heart. I think the Chiefs want him to be on the team, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't have franchised him or they'd try to trade him or done whatever. I think they want to work it out. So if they want to work it out and he wants to work it out and they got some certainty now, I think they can work something out. I hope, because I think he makes the team better.
We've got Todd Lebo in for Nate Bucati. I'm Stephen St. John. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Todd Lebo on this Wednesday, July 8, 2020. Let's hear from Patrick Mahomes and what he had to say during the press conference yesterday. Here, Patrick Mahomes tells us that he wants to continue to build his legacy in Kansas City.
It's an exciting time. I'm just glad that I get to continue building this legacy in Kansas City. Obviously, with everything going on in the world with COVID and all this different stuff, to have this security to go into the community and be able to give back, I can't wait to not only build this legacy on the field but off of it. And I'm excited for the future ahead for not only me but the Kansas City Chiefs and the communities that have brought me up so far.
Patrick Mahomes was also asked if this new deal is going to put more pressure on him to perform.
I don't think it raises the pressure, honestly. I mean, I think that's just, to me, the money never was the main objective. To me, it's all about going out there, winning football games and winning with your teammates and your brothers and the culture that you've been a part of. And that's what it was always about. I mean, last year I felt like I had just as much pressure on myself to go out there and win after falling short in the AFC Championship game the year before. And I feel like going into this next season, I will have the same amount of pressure of going out there and showing that it wasn't a fluke and that you want to go and try to find a way to go back-to-back, which is so hard to do in the NFL. It's something where it's not about the money to me. It's about going out there and winning, and not only for myself but for the guys around me. And then I got the call actually on July 4th, and that deal, I mean, there was minor details that still had to get finalized, but Chris called me and told me that the numbers were where they were at. Obviously, y'all have all seen, and that we had gotten the guarantees and the guarantee mechanisms that were kind of one of a kind that we haven't seen so far, and that gave me that security. And so I knew that once that was in place, that after that it's just the little details. And so I got that on July 4th and ended up signing on July 6th. So it was a great July 4th, seeing the fireworks in the backyard with my family.
And look, he responds well to pressure. And not that he's going to put more pressure on himself, but, I mean, I can just see it now. And it'll be more nationally, I think, than locally. But, the $503 million man, and the first time the Chiefs lose a game, that'll be the lazy talking points on NFL Live or whatever else.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, listen, there's going to be pressure that comes along with – there's always pressure that comes along with being – a quarterback, and there's been a bunch of quarterbacks who get real big contracts, not as big as this, right? We know that. But listen, he's already got a ring, and he's still the way these guys all talked on this call yesterday about this, both sides, Patrick and Brett Veach, was the fact that there is flexibility in this, that as they think the salary cap will be throughout this entire long contract, that this is not something that's going to handcuff the team to where they can't have good people around him. Because I know that Patrick understands how important it is to have good people around him. He is an amazing player who makes amazing throws, but as a great quarterback once said, you can't throw it and catch it too, right, Elvis? So,
well, he couldn't throw it.
Well, he didn't say which one. Really? He just said you couldn't do them both, right? I guess we just assumed he was talking about he threw it and they didn't catch it.
But Elvis Gerback laughed at me.
Sure he did.
He threw a two-yard pass to Ted Popson with the clock winding down in the playoffs against Denver.
Got those yards, though. But, you know, so the point Patrick understands is how blessed he's been to have people like Travis Kelce on the team and Tyreek Hill on the team and Sammy Watkins, you know, making big plays in the postseason. He knows you don't just do this with nobody. Now, I think he's good enough. We saw at the beginning of the year, every week it was a different guy. Because when Tyreek got hurt, it was like, oh, well, why wouldn't DeMarcus Robinson have the big game? Why wouldn't Byron Pringle make a catch in Detroit where he just gets lit up and make an amazing
big first down?
Of course he would, right? Because that's Patrick does that. But you don't want to rely on that for 16 games. You need to have all those guys around him.
No, if anything, it puts the pressure back on Brett Veach to draft. Because that's where you're gonna have to draft well, because those
you
are the
won't
contracts
have these guys
gonna,
there forever.
Right.
Yes.
Those are the contracts that you're gonna be able to afford those contracts. So you're gonna have to hit on those picks. It's more important that you draft better with this contract. Yep. It's gonna be vital.
That's what guys like Clyde Edwards-Helaire are about, because he's gonna be cheap, you know, for the next 5 years.
Relatively
cheap. So, you know, there'll be pressure, of course. But I think he, at this point, has proven that he can handle a lot of that stuff. There's pressure being the first Chiefs quarterback taken in the first round since 1983, right? How many times did we talk about that for a year, that they had never even tried? So there's pressure there, and he's handled it pretty well. Not perfectly all the time, okay? They did lose to the Patriots at home 2 years ago in the playoffs. But come on, man. He's got this.
Right, but walking out of that stadium, I didn't feel like, oh, damn it, Mahomes let us down.
No, it was
different people that you know.
Bad coin toss. D. Ford.
Everything possible in the second half.
Maybe call a timeout.
Maybe make a stop.
Make a stop. It's third and whatever. Three times.
Maybe call a defense that gives your team a chance.
Maybe not have a guy who's been hurt all year. Maybe get the feeling that he wants to go out there and try to cover Gronkowski.
Hey, it took that loss to catapult them to the championship.
Everything's here for a reason.
Right.
Look, and so far, the two drafts for Brett Veach, 2018, the jury's still out on that one. Breland Speaks was hurt all last year. Derek Nnadi's been a really good third-round pick. I like that. Dorian O'Daniel has been disappointing as a third-round pick.
Yeah, special teamer, whatever.
Armani Watts has been fine as a fourth-round pick.
Sure.
And then they really got, you know, Tremont Smith's gone, and Khalil McKenzie never did anything. But last year, I mean, they draft like that. You talk about putting weapons. Mecole Hardman, second-round pick, sign me up for that. Juan Thornhill, second-round pick, sign me up for that. I like Colin Saunders. I think he's going to end up being a good third-round pick. Rashad Fenton, the way he played down the stretch.
Yeah, they're going to need him this year, too.
A corner like that in the sixth round, sign me up for that.
And moves like Charvarius Ward on the scrap heap, right? I mean, he's been very good for them. You know, and then that's maybe a contract they won't be able to afford after next year if it's some crazy thing, if he plays really well. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, that moves like that have been pretty good so far. So, listen, they'll be able to find players around there. But what you can't just go find off the old third baseman tree, you know, there's no quarterback tree either, right? And they found one, and they got him locked up for a long time. Figure it out around there. That'll be the rest of his job.
Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's hear some more from Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes said yesterday that trust in the organization was a big factor in signing a long-term deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think trust is something that's built. And I feel like with my 3 years that I've been in the Chiefs organization, you see the trust that everyone has within each other. everything that Coach Reed says, everything that Veach says, and everyone in this organization says that those things happen, and they put in the work every single day. It's like a challenge if I can try to beat Coach Reed or Veach to the facility one of these days. I mean, they put in as much effort as anyone, and then when you have a culture like that from the top down, from Clark Hunt all the way down to the – sorry, my dog started barking – to the 75th, 90th, whatever it is, man on the roster. I mean, that trust and that culture is something that I want to be a part of. And it's something that's built every single day. And it's been built every day I've been a part of this organization.
Dogs are barking, baby.
They're excited.
Right.
Excited about that. But yeah, sure. You know what? Mm-hmm. It's a good dog food coming in now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's more on the length of the contract. Patrick Mahomes was asked if there were any discussions about a shorter deal and why he chose a contract of that length.
I went in there with an open mind. I went in there with like those two concepts. I wanted to keep great players around me and obviously reward them for being great players and support and being a great teammate and everything like that. And I wanted the security that I've always talked about. And I feel like once this concept came to me, I was all aboard. It was all about the details at that point. And I thought the Chiefs organization did a great job, and I had a lot of phone calls with Chris and Lee and them, interrupted a few golf games about every single day. And so I went in with the open mind, and when the concept came to me, I loved the idea, and we were able to do it the right way, and I'm excited for the future ahead.
That was Patrick Mahomes yesterday. We'll have some more Patrick Mahomes later, and also here from Chiefs general manager Brett Veach.
Just call him Veach. That's what Patrick calls him.
What up, Veach?
Veach.
Yeah.
Hello, Veach.
BV.
BV.
Where's John Dorsey at?
Makeshift basement, probably.
Explaining magnets to people.
Is he all the way out right now? Is he even like a consultant or anything? Is he?
I don't know. He's probably getting money, though.
All right.
What I could have, should have, would have, who knows?
I like John Dorsey.
Yeah, you don't ever wonder that? Like, one's like, where's Dorse?
Where is Dorse? I don't know. Heck, he could be running around Kansas City. I don't know. Got connections back to the area? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know where Dorse is. But you know what John Dorsey did? John Dorsey drafted the $500 million quarterback. He did do that.
Drafted Chris Jones, too.
He did do that.
Drafted Travis Kelce, too.
He did do that.
You know, drafted Tyreek Hill.
Eric Fisher. Starting left tackle.
Isn't that bizarre that he's just, I mean, is out?
Hey, that Cleveland thing, what a mess.
That was a disaster.
Yeah.
That was a disaster.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we'll see what happens. He did a lot of those moves. If Cleveland ever turns out to be good, he will be the guy who drafted Baker Mayfield and brought in Odell Beckham Jr. and a lot of these guys, that, you know, Myles Garrett. No, he didn't draft Garrett.
That was the
same draft as Mahomes.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Because that's why he was the overall number one pick that year.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All going to be on Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it was. You know.
None of those guys.
Well, we talk about this. Listen, I'm not making excuses for Baker Mayfield. He is what he is. But Baker Mayfield he's entering his third season, and this is his fourth coach. Can you name the coach of the Cleveland Browns, by the way?
I can't.
Quick, Steven, name the Browns coach.
Jerry Rubisky.
he was one of the Browns coaches. Some man named Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
I looked that up last week because I didn't know who it was.
The dude from the Vikings, right?
Yeah. Who scored.
Now that you say his name, I remember. Yeah, but.
So he played for Hugh Jackson, half a year for Greg Williams, and then some man named Freddie Kitchens. Was a head coach in the NFL.
He's got Todd Haley's fingerprints on him, too.
He's got that. Who's also another guy. He might be with Dorse somewhere. I don't think Haley's got a job, does he?
Happy Mother's
Day.
Everybody.
Is that him on Twitter, by the way?
Who Let's knows? Go, Pens. Back in it now.
He's not verified. Sometimes I think it's him. Sometimes I don't.
Is it? Yeah. It's got to be.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
It has to be.
It's got
to
be, in my opinion.
Jake says it has to be. It has to be. Got to be.
In my opinion.
Well, you said it like you had some kind of confirmation.
In my opinion.
He wants it to be. Therefore, it is.
So then you think it's him.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, it's him.
Okay. We will take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. The show continues right now with Mike Boddicker in studio. So just keep on listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.